Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, it's Ibra Laura Rosenberg. We're here on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Just gotta make sure.
Yeah.
Yo, Rosenberg, Tuesday, I am just I'm reading this post on CNN. Elon Musk says the first human has received a brain implant from Neuralink. Bro, this almost feels like a movie.
It does. I heard about that too. They're saying it supposedly can help with people with potential paralysis and things of that nature, but we know what it is.
Oh, man. I don't know how to feel about it. You know what I mean? Because I know that there was like some scrutiny after a monkey died in like 2022. They attempted to get the animal to play a game or something. But, you know.
Well, I don't know exactly what it does. It's supposed to be able to help your brain to do other things.
Yes. So
program.
So I guess it could help. Like what they're saying is, it could help people who have certain disabilities. So people are like, this could be a game changer, and maybe you know. I just think about all the other stuff, though. You know what I mean? I go straight into like science fiction movies. Like,
sure.
I don't know.
They're trying to control you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can skip right over the good stuff, guys. Got it? There's some good stuff that's worth. You know what I mean? If you had a family member who was, God forbid, paralyzed,
and this could
all of a sudden make them mobile again, that's some of the craziest, most amazing tech ever.
Yeah, and listen, look, Ibra has a bionic knee, you know what I mean? Like, science has really helped us, do different things now, but just, the whole brain implant thing, I don't know.
They put a chip in your head.
It's just, it's a little crazy for me. But you're right, Rosenberg. Hey, listen, maybe this is revolutionary. This will change, everything. But, it still feels a little funny to me. I don't know.
It is, Laura. Keep that energy.
I'm just saying. Careful. I'm not going total, Shawnee, I'm not going completely on your side yet.
They're putting the chips in your head. Of course, they're going to make it sound convenient. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the amazing things you could do. Put a chip in your finger and you'll be able to get free sodas from the vending machine without having to pull out your wallet.
Yeah, you'll be able to get free sodas from the vending. That sounds like a horrible thing.
Well, not free, but it'll charge the chip in your hand.
By the way, I think there is some technology that will allow you to do that, I think, where they can like implant something and that's it. You don't ever have to use your wallet. You can just scan.
And they'll tell you the conveniences of it.
Well, that does... I'm very excited. Now, if that was it, I would not be excited. But if it's actually going to be able to allow people who are not able to speak or stand or do those things.
It is revolutionary.
All of these things are going to have upsides and downsides. It is scary, too. But
yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's still a little scary. Like,
this doesn't scare me nearly as much as the AI.
Yes.
They're going to the AI. They're going to make you have AI. Remote control chips in your brain, bro. Come on. You don't see this going down the line?
No, that's not where I see this. The regular AI scares me enough. The robots taking over the world scares me more than like us getting to a place where all of a sudden they're just putting chips in everyone's brains. I think that's a... To me, that doesn't scare me nearly as much.
You don't watch these movies, do you?
No.
You don't.
Mm. I mean, listen, I've seen Terminator.
That's right.
That's about AI. It's about robots.
That's right.
It's not about brain chips. But, calm down, Laura. Don't start getting Shawnee riled up.
It's crazy.
Right.
You see, there's a lot of Netflix movies with little chips in the back of their neck where they trying to figure out how to live forever and eternally and transfer their spirits onto other bodies and download their information.
Oh, my God.
You never seen the 100? There's a lot going on out here.
You gotta keep your third eye open, fam.
Facts.
All right, guys. So listen, we got tickets to the Invesco Triple Q Legacy Classic premiere HBCU College Basketball going back to Newark, New Jersey, February 3rd. So who's on live?
We have Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
All right, Jackie. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. What do you do for a living?
It's a medical assistant.
I'm sorry?
A medical assistant.
A medical assistant. All right. All right. Hold tight. Who else we got, Shawnee?
We have Roland.
Hi, Roland.
Good morning. Good morning. How are we doing today?
We are good to go. What about you?
Good, good here. About to clock in work right now.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a firearm technician in Jersey.
Firearm technician. Okay. Okay. All right. Rosenberg, I guess it's me and you again today?
Yeah. That's right. That's what it feels like. Okay. I think Ebro will be here, but he's not here this moment.
Yeah. I think he's still trying to get dressed and recover, I guess. But Jackie, what do you want to do? Do you want to go with me or do you want to go with Rosenberg?
I'll go with you, please.
Wait, Shawnee, can you check? I think Ebro's trying to...
I think he's trying to get on. I thought he was out today. Let's see what's popping.
No, I think he's trying to get on. Hold on. Let's see if we can find Ebro real quick. Hold on, Jackie. Hold on.
2 seconds.
And it can still be me and you, Jackie. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I mean, if she wants to lose again, like yesterday.
My God, Rosemary. Don't rub it in.
That's disrespect.
I mean, that's a big win.
I know. All right, so no? Okay, so then I guess it's me and you, Rosenberg, while we're trying to figure out Ebro.
Yeah.
What do y'all mean? I've been sitting here.
Okay, there you are.
Me on the radio.
There he goes.
There he goes.
All right, Jackie, Ebro. Already select you, Laura?
Yes, it's going to be me and Jackie and you and Roland, Ebro, okay?
Hey, Roland, what up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning, man. 6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
Question.
Let's play, Laura.
Okay.
Which rapper announced his biopic?
Ebro. Rapper announcing a biopic.
Three, two.
50 Cent.
Incorrect. Oh. Biopic starring Childish Gambino was not actually real.
You're still on that story, huh?
That would be 21 Savage.
21. What website and company was originally called Kadabra?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Was originally called what?
Google.
Incorrect. Kadabra.
What was the question?
Kadabra.
Abra, Kadabra? Like Abracadabra.
Three.
I'm going to go with Alibaba? One.
Incorrect. Amazon.
Oh. Damn.
Who will be hosting The Daily Show on Mondays through Ebro?
Hasan Minhaj.
Incorrect. Hosting The Daily Show on Mondays through 2024 presidential election.
I don't know.
That would be Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart is correct.
Oh, he's back.
How many bones Mondays. Do you have in an Ebro? Three. Two.
In your ankle? Two.
Maybe, but incorrect. How many bones do we have? Already wins. But how many bones do we have in our ears?
In your ear.
Laura Styles.
I'm going to go with...
Two. Four.
Three.
One. Two. Three is the answer. Laura wins.
Laura's on a roll. Like butter. She's on a roll. Laura's on a roll.
Congratulations. You got the tickets.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Jackie, hold on. We're going to get some information from you, okay? Roland, I'm sorry, Roland. We still love you.
She ain't sorry, Roland. She don't give a damn about you. She a liar.
All right.
We love you, Roland, though. It's good. It's Gucci. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
All right. Coming up in the flashing lights report. Usher leads the NAACP Image Awards with 6 nominations and so much more. We'll discuss it coming up. Flashing lights.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Tuesday vibes, man. Yo, Laura, did you see, Shawnee Rosenberg, did you see that cool video that NFL posted yesterday or something about Ghana?
Nah.
NFL posted a trailer of an announcement of something to do with the NFL in Accra, Ghana.
Mm.
Wait, is that the one you posted? Is that an NFL thing? That's I didn't know.
No, the NFL. I didn't even know that there was an NFL Africa IG account. And so I don't know how I forget how it came across my timeline, but I went and looked, and yeah, apparently there is a NFL major announcement with something to do with Ghana, Accra, that will happen after the Super Bowl. Some people speculating that they think it's going to be an NFL game in Africa.
Sounds possible, for sure.
And you know, I mean, there's a lot of African players, you know what I mean, that are, you know, second generation, first generation too, players in the NFL. When you turn on a game, you know, I think in the Chiefs Ravens game, I think it was maybe five players were you know, of African descent, Nigerian or Ghanaian descent.
Has there ever been an NFL game outside of American borders?
Yeah, they have them in England every year. I think in Mexico they've done them.
There's like six a year.
Okay. Yeah. What's the other cities now? It's Mexico they've done, England.
Germany, Mexico, yeah. England.
That's it right now.
Wow. Yeah.
So, anyway, Shani.
It's really dope.
Shani, I was thinking about where we said this was going many years ago when we started playing the music and focusing on the artists.
Shout out to Africa.
Then the year of return.
Come on, family.
You know what I mean?
I mean, people actually are, you know, at one time only pitied Africa and never thought about it as a destination place. It is like...
People go to kick it hard.
Yeah, people like, they just want to touch it and be there. Like, I think Egypt was the only place that was looked at as... Maybe I'll go there, or South Africa.
South Africa, Morocco, yeah. You know what I mean?
But yeah. Like that right. West Africa area?
No.
Yeah, no, it's up now. It's up.
Go ahead. You know what I mean? Everybody that participated, we did a thing. We did something.
Yeah, man. We did a thing. You see the artists through the music, and you just feel like it's relatable. You dancing to the food. I mean, to the music, eating the food.
Yo, they got a restaurant in Times Square called Legos.
Come on, bro. And it'd be Lagos. Crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so
people
sure.
Like, look, I want to go there and experience it.
They do
it.
Day parties in that joint. It's crazy.
It's lit.
What's lit, man? Shout out to Africa, man.
Shout out.
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Lauren Styles can put us on.
All righty, the 55th NAACP Image Awards are going down March 16th via BET.
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria Monet earned the most with 6 nominations, followed by Usher with 5. Coleman Domingo earning the most acting nominations. Yo, I'm so... Yo, it's such a good time for Coleman Domingo, man. He's so fire, and it's really nice to see him. Why?
Because Coleman Domingo plays what's the character's name in Color Purple that abuses Celie?
Glover.
Glover's position.
Yeah, he played that character. He played hell out that character, man. He just listen.
You hate him off that.
He deserves an award, but nah, you can't have it, bro.
He's so fire. He's so fire.
Isn't he in American Fiction 2?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Which guy?
Coleman Domingo.
American Fiction.
Do a quick Google search, Rosenberg, and you'll know exactly who we're talking about.
But I don't think he's an American.
Maybe he's not an American Fiction.
He's in Rustin.
There's a movie coming up he's in, and I thought it was American Fiction, but
no.
But he's definitely super, in the Color Purple heavy.
That's your flashing light, your boy.
He's in Rustin.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Or Rustin, or however the hell you pronounce it, but I've seen it.
How was it?
I don't know. I've seen that it's out. It's got nominations.
Okay.
God.
All right. High of 38 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
On the way, man. Congratulations. You played yourself. Who's getting the baton? You know what I mean? There's a lot going on out here. It's beef in these streets. Woo! Zebra Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
WQHDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
J.I.D. got himself a hit, bro. That makes me excited. 2 years in the making. That was a 2 year overnight success record right there. That record came out, man. And then TikTok decided we're going to do something with it, and then it came back around, and now J.I.D. got himself a hit, man. I love seeing that happen. I hate it, and I love it. Why'd it take so long? One, but two, it happened, so we're here. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, everybody. I heard, Sean, you got a clip ready. Laura, you going to use this Shannon Sharp clip? Is that what your plan was?
I wasn't, but we can play. We definitely should play it.
We're going to. Rosenberg, you was going to use the Shannon Sharp clip?
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, well, I got something for everybody. If you if you disagree with Shannon Sharp, I got something for you. It sound like this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, copy up, playing yourself. Yeah, playing yourself. Yeah, playing yourself.
Now, the only reason I agree with Shannon Sharp here is because, you know, we live in a country that's it's racialized. I don't know if y'all know that. It's racialized, the country we live in.
It's right.
And it's 60% white. Mm-hmm. And which means the majority of folks that, you know, are walking around, moving around in this society we live in called America is white. Wow.
Right.
Taylor Swift is their king. Just be clear.
Is she? I didn't
know. What?
Like, well, she's the top of top.
I mean, not everybody's, though.
But a majority. If when you talk about parents to kids, Taylor Swift is the big dog out here.
Big, big dog.
Yeah. I'll keep going. I'll hear where this goes, because there's another piece of that.
Yeah. But as far as just popular culture is concerned, Taylor Swift is massive. It's not taking anything away from Beyonce, because Taylor Swift idolizes and looks up to Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Anybody, any performer, any music maker, any man, Beyonce is revered, idolized, and an icon. So we're splitting hairs here, really, when we're talking about this. But if you've been following the NFL, Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, one of the biggest names in the NFL. He's also on one of the best teams in the NFL. And because Taylor Swift and him have been dating, she's been showing up to his games, helping sell jerseys, helping sell merch for the NFL, and has made them hundreds of millions of dollars just by showing up to games.
Facts.
So much so that even when you're trying to find something on a sports site, they talking about Taylor Swift being at the game. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I just came to see some football, not Taylor Swift. But they know it gets ratings. That's how big she is. And so here's Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco on their podcast discussing such.
Yes. I love Beyonce. Beyonce ain't moving the needle like this chick. Ocho? No.
What?
You tripping, Ocho.
She's the closest thing
to moving the needle like Michael Jackson that we've seen. This is it.
Whoa. Oh, whoa. Reel it back in a little bit, baby. Reel it back in a little bit. Beyonce moves the needle just like Taylor, if not more.
Now, Beyonce definitely moves the needle, and that's why I said this is splitting hairs. But I don't think we would see Beyonce, she just wouldn't be showing up to NFL games. Like, if we were being hypothetical about it, she just wouldn't be readily available to be hanging out with her boyfriend's mom in a box every week on television for an NFL game.
I mean, she would if she all of a sudden was single and in love with someone who was playing.
Maybe. Yep.
You may be right. It's not because Taylor's not busy.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she's making it happen.
They're saying she's going to do her show, her last Eras Tour show in Japan. And then that night, since Japan's 17 hours ahead, she's going to jump on a jet and in 13 hours be at the Super Bowl the next day. So they're covering that.
Right. I mean, and this is nothing new, Ebro, because remember, Kanye saw this coming a long time ago at the MTV Awards. Was that the MTV Awards when he jumped up and said Beyonce, Taylor Swift's not bigger than Beyonce?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. And that was because he knew Taylor Swift. Listen, man, like I said, we're splitting hairs. But if you think that Taylor Swift ain't the biggest name out here in entertainment, I got a button for you, man. I hate to break it to y'all.
You played yourself.
Well, it is. Okay, so numbers-wise, I see what you're saying, but there's a couple of things here. I mean, number one, we can't speculate on this because Beyonce has been with Jay-Z for 20 years. So
that's
it's,
right.
And by the way, Beyonce is a major part of why Jay-Z is considered the greatest of all time.
Yeah, like, and that's
a factor. Yes. That's a real factor that cannot be understood.
And took his name international for sure.
I'm not saying Jay would have always been an all-time great, but you can't even... It's been too long for us to measure how she's elevated Jay.
Right.
So it is interesting to think about...
Made a song about it. It's called Upgrade You.
That's right. So it'd be interesting to think about what it would feel like if Beyonce was in this situation. And would it feel anything close to this? I think it would. I actually do, and I think Beyonce is a bigger crossover star, and when I say crossover, I mean crossing real racial lines, than Taylor Swift. Because right. I'll tell
no,
you right now.
Is. No, she be- is, but the problem with that assessment is which is why I started it as a racialized nation. The problem is Taylor has just a larger reach because there's more white people.
Yeah, but she doesn't really have a black follower.
For sure.
Beyonce 1,000%. Beyonce has a gigantic white follower.
1,000%.
So I don't Beyonce know. I feel like it kind of
I'll put it to you like this. Right. No, it doesn't, because Taylor Swift also has 12, 13, and 14-year-olds that are not. If you look at it, Beyonce's audience, damn it, I hate having to split these ears. Damn it. Because I'm a
no, Beyonce's audience is older. She doesn't make tiny teeny bopper music.
Exactly.
That is a fact. That's true.
Right? And even on this and
Taylor
white radio, pop radio, does not embrace Beyonce like
there
that.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I was gonna say. The whole
That's true.
As a whole, the white culture will amplifies Taylor Swift 1,000 times more than Beyonce. And that plays a big part of it. I don't think the NFL would be going as hard if it was Beyonce rather than Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, no.
And then Beyonce's you factor pop, in that darling. Taylor still got country music fans and middle American fans and all this
well,
other stuff.
Well, does she? You know, that's where I was going to take this. So if you don't mind, let's transition from that part of it. Which is you're saying if you disagree with Shannon, you want to give him the button?
Yeah. Shannon's on point. It's splitting hairs, for sure. It's nuanced and it's splitting hairs.
Okay.
But I'll take it to the other place, which is that the part that you're leaving out when you talk about her being Taylor Swift, first of her name, queen of all things white. There's a part you can't forget, which is that a lot of that middle America right-leaning white does not like Taylor because she is openly a Democrat who endorses Democratic politicians. And right now, they believe there's a conspiracy theory. This is a real thing. These people are out here saying Taylor and Travis are going to run this whole play so they can endorse Biden after the Super Bowl. No. And then hold on, take it further. They believe it's part of the NFL script, in spite of the fact that 89% of NFL owners are in fact Trump supporters. They believe that's the play. So it's going to be hilarious to me that you're going to have all these MAGA maniacs who hate Taylor Swift being forced to root for the San Francisco 49ers. I find that hilarious.
Hilarious. Didn't she have a call to action getting people to register to vote?
And she got hundreds of thousands of registrants.
To your point earlier, it was like a lot of 18-year-olds. I think she broke records in getting them to sign up.
She's what, 32? Taylor's like in her early 30s, 33, she's born in 89, so she's 34 years old. She's 34 years old.
There you go.
So,
well, I want to say this to all the people out there mad at Taylor and so mad that you're going to root for the San Francisco 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers supported Colin Kaepernick into the tooth and nail.
Yeah, they were down for him.
They was down for him. So, you're kind of in a bit of a quagmire and you get this button.
I love it.
Congratulations.
And it's just the city of San Francisco.
So funny.
I mean, they might as well make their logo Nancy Pelosi's face. I mean, this is San Francisco. Like, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Laura, what you got on your list today?
No, I just thought this was really funny. You know, Drew Barrymore is out here on these dating apps, right? So she went out and basically had to tell the world that how she got catfished. She thought that she was chatting. She matched with the guy and she thought he was a quarterback for the LA Rams. And then when she started like really talking to him, she was like, wait a second, this is not who I think it is. And homeboy was like, actually, I lied. I'm just an aspiring musician. So she was just talking about how she constantly gets these, you know, L's. And I just thought it was really funny because I listened to my friends talk about the horrors of dating apps. And the fact that it even happens to celebrities is, you know, she gave herself the button for falling to
it. It levels
but
the playing
field. It's, you know, it's hard out here. It's hard out here for people dating.
Apparently so.
Hit the button.
Congratulations. Aww. You played yourself.
I think that's where you're supposed to rap, Sean.
Yeah, because I already.
Oh, congratulations. I thought you had one more thing.
No, that was it. That was it. Yeah, I wanted to go to the anti-Taylor crowd. And by the way, you know what annoys me?
Huh?
Like, listen, I was down, as you know. Like, I'm down to be a naysayer. You know, me and my buddy Michelle Beto, we do a little podcast together. We were doing a lot of like funny Taylor Swift stuff, but like it was a goof. Like, oh, the swag surfing's annoying or this. Now it's become a real thing that there are people like angry about Taylor Swift. Like they're really taking it far.
Well, remember, people have been mad at Taylor Swift. They're annoyed by Taylor Swift going all the way back to the Kanye West on MTV Awards, where they feel like, okay, this girl's talented, but damn it, man. Like, literally, she wins every prize. She's on every show. She's on it. And now, if you're watching football, there's people so angry. What was it? Plies talking about, hey, NFL. Football fans don't want to see Taylor Swift. If you think the NFL cares about people already watching the game, Taylor is a part of this whole thing as bringing in people who are, you know, secondary and tertiary fans. It's not for football fans. The NFL has a monopoly. Like, every Sunday, it's the biggest thing on television. Period. You're not outperforming the NFL. Period. Anything. Pick a thing. It's not bigger than an NFL game. Period. In the discussion. Just like the NFL, they are like, you know what? We want more. We're greedy. We want more. We're already the biggest thing in TV. We want more. Show more Taylor. Bring them in.
I just don't understand the people actually mad. There are people really like, I can't believe I'm trying to enjoy football.
There's people actually.
I want to enjoy the game. Enjoy the game, fam. I don't care. Show her as much as you want, man. It's not going to affect how I feel about the game.
Yo, Rosenberg, there's people for real wrapped up in things that have nothing to do with them. Have you seen the people really, really angry at the Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion situation?
Yes.
It's like,
really,
bro, they don't know you, bro.
Yeah, calm down.
Calmate. It's, jeez. Yo, as far as you're concerned, it's just right. But I guess the same thing goes for fandom, right? Because there's people who really get wrapped up in, you know, being a fan of a franchise, you know what I mean, of some sort, and they get really emotional about it. So,
mental health eval is what.
Mental health eval for everybody.
There you go.
On the way, we'll bring in DJ John. He'll have some prizes. We'll make fun of him because something I'm sure he did or didn't do. Cast One has 97 minutes of commercial free music. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, we here, man. Yo, it's Nicki Megan thing. Is Nicki still on live, Laura?
Well, she had some words for you yesterday, so we'll discuss it coming up, flashing lights.
Yeah, she did. I don't know why. I didn't even say nothing yet. I don't even have an opinion. But no, it's nasty and messy, the whole thing, right? Yo, and the craziest part is Nicki wants beef. Like, she wants beef. Clear. Megan said, took one line. Nicki was like, well, I'm outside. I got hit songs. My tour's already sold out. You know what? I want another promo moment. I want beef.
Let's go.
And she went full hit him up on this. She was angry, Cass. Like when Pac was angry on Hit 'Em Up. People forget. People revere Hit 'Em Up, and there's some people who can't even listen to it because it's so. It just reminds them of a time. If you was active at that time, it reminds you of a time. Because I remember when that song first came out, Hit 'Em Up. People was like, nah, this is nah. He's mad, mad. This is he don't sound chill. He don't sound like he's chilling.
I mean, he just got shot and robbed.
No, I get it, but there was people who received it the way, and interestingly enough, and I'm sure Laura's going to cover it, the way Nicki responded to me yesterday, she's mad. Mm. She wants beef. She wants problems. She wants this to go. Because she's staying on it. She's not coming off of it.
But nobody shot her. In other words, why are you so mad?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
I know Megan I know Megan said something that struck a nerve, but that also struck a nerve because Megan wasn't the first person to say anything like that.
There you go. It could all be true.
Yeah, and maybe you don't expect certain people to say certain things if they had a friendship prior.
Maybe.
So maybe it digs deeper based on the relationship.
Maybe. But all of what everybody's saying sounds plausible.
But once Megan was friends with Cardi, Nicki was out on her anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
She definitely had shots for her before Shawnee. This isn't new.
Who, Nicki or Megan?
Nicki. Nicki was on stage talking about I don't F with horses and taking shots at Megan
right,
a minute. So
yeah, no, it's messy, bro. It's messy, bro. Let's bring in DJ John. Get on the line. 800-223-9797.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny. The DJ John. John, what's poppin', baby? What you giving to people when they call and they stump you with a question?
Oh, tickets to see Justin Timberlake at the Forget Tomorrow World Tour happening June 25th at Madison Square Garden. Tickets on sale February 2nd, this Friday. That's my birthday. And may hop by Live Nation, baby.
As much coverage as Britney Spears' book got, I'm surprised the lack of coverage. Britney Spears apologizing to Justin Timberlake and apologizing to people she offended in the book is not getting coverage.
I didn't even see it.
You see? Just yesterday, Britney Spears was like, I love Justin Timberlake. I love this new song. And to everybody else in my book, I apologize. Now, unless I was reading something that was a fraud, which it could be. But when Justin Timberlake's song is called Selfish, and Britney Spears has a song called Selfish, and when Justin's came out, they were both like number one on iTunes or something.
I just went to her account, and it's private now.
Maybe she blocked you.
Yo, Britney Spears blocked Laura Stiles. That'd be great.
Imagine. That'd be cool.
I mean, Britney's done crazier things, but I'm just saying.
Right. Interesting.
John, what are you giving the people if they call you and stump you? What'd you say? Justin Timberlake, right?
Yes, sir.
Live in concert,
right? That's right. MSG.
Ooh.
February 2nd.
Desiree's on the line.
On sale. Then.
Desiree.
Good morning.
Morning. How you?
Good. How are y'all?
I'm great. You sound so amazing today. You're so happy. Are you always this happy, or are you just happy to hear us?
I'm happy to hear y'all. I'm happy
to hear us. That's a real not an LLJ Cool J. No, it's not an LLJ Cool J. That's a real
You're a bad guy.
Desiree, your question for DJ John so you can get these Justin Timberlake tickets.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I am.
Are you sure?
Don't listen to John.
Sure.
And John, stop distracting people. Here All we
right.
go.
Good morning.
Stop playing with me, John. Stop playing.
All right. My bad. I love you.
Johnny.
You're so cute. Aw.
John.
All right. My bad.
Can y'all shut up and let Desiree ask her question? Go ahead, Desiree.
When is Justin's birthday?
When is Justin Timberlake's birthday, DJ John?
I think he's an Aquarius. I think.
Really?
You got a date, bud?
Just say you have no idea. It's
February 8th.
There you go.
Wrong.
His birthday is
January 31st.
Tomorrow. Desiree, that was a great question. I think you had the Aquarius thing right.
Yeah, you had Aquarius vibes.
Can I just say, my birthday is Saturday.
What? Well, happy birthday, Desiree. And you're winning Justin Timberlake tickets right now, Desiree. You'll be at the show. You will be there. Desiree, hang on. We'll get you all your info so we can get you all your tickets. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Yo, Timberlake's performance on SNL was kind of fire. My man Toby Nwigwe was up there with him. That was dope, too.
I saw that.
It was a good one. Flashing Lights, Laura Styles happening next. Laura?
Let's go.
No, I mean, like, what are you talking about?
I told you. Nicki Minaj is calling you out, Ebro. She is not happy with what you had to say. And we'll discuss it coming up next.
What's going on? I didn't even say anything.
Even though he didn't say anything? We really need to. This needs unpacking, let's be honest.
I didn't even say anything. It's Ebro and Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Yo, man, so many things. We were just having a personal conversation off the air, man. There's people dealing with stuff, man, and I'm sure there's somebody listening right now. You're fighting something like cancer or, you know, having to make some real life-changing decisions regarding your health. Just know, man, keep fighting. Don't give up. Positive attitude is the only way through. Positive attitude, trying to find joy, trying to find laughter. You know, being angry, it's bad for your body. You know that, right?
That's right.
Being sad and down is bad for your body. It's toxic. Negative energy is bad for your body. It's a bad vibration. It can make you sick, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know all the vegan and all of the organic and all of the, you know, plant-based. That's all good stuff. But really, 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 the happiest people finding joy, having family, having good times. That's the best way to be healthy, man.
The problem is, I've said this to you before. You say this a lot. The problem is when you're in the space of that, you even saying that just makes you want to tell you shove it up your ass.
No, for sure.
I'm sorry. It's like, really? Oh, cool. Oh, did Ebro say be happy? Okay. Let me put a smiley face on.
I'll tell like, you this. No, you have your days, Rosenberg.
Amen.
But I'll tell you this.
It requires a deep journey for a long, very long time, a deep journey to try to, like, find your happy place if you're not naturally happy. Because some people just aren't naturally upbeat and happy.
That's right.
And Ebro's not wrong either, by the way.
That's right. When you're going through it, you sometimes just don't want to hear about it. Like, I know a lot of my friends who are going through really life-changing things are like, tell me something good today. Or, you know what I mean? They don't want to talk about what they're going through. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a big thing. It makes a huge difference in people's, like, journey. So.
Yeah, man.
It's hard.
I won't say anything anymore. You know what I mean? I won't try to shed any positive light on anybody anymore. It's not helping.
No, all you got to do is keep being yourself. That you are what brings them happiness. Like, they turn on the show. They want to hear you be Ebro. That makes them happy.
Well,
you being a mean, nasty... You know,
well, then if I was being myself, I would tell you to shut your bitch ass up. I'm trying to shine some light on some people.
Sit your
dumb ass down and drink your little green juice that you finally started drinking that you should have been drinking 10 years ago. And you wouldn't have to be shoving it down your gullet right now. But instead, you was out eating sirloin steaks and shoving.
I'm still eating sirloin steaks.
And shoving lox and bagels in your ear holes every
day. Now you're getting anti-Semitic?
Exactly.
Ebro hates Jews.
Exactly.
You heard it.
Exactly.
Jew hater Ebro. Wow.
Let's go flash your lights, Laura Styles.
Had to go bagels, didn't you? Be happy.
Y'all crazy.
That's what they want.
That's what they tune in for.
That's what gets the people going.
That's what gets them going.
All right. So, you know, I guess yesterday Nicki Minaj had time. time to call out Ebro for agreeing with Peter. So a clip of our conversation of the Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion beef was going around. And I guess, you know, Ebro posted it and Ebro was like, it was so funny because I was trying to figure, you did post it.
I posted the show.
Yes.
I was supporting y'all's combo that you had.
Yes.
Saying that I love our show because Cast One was saying that he loved the way Nicki's handling it and the fact that she went all the way in and was just going to boom. And then Rosenberg was talking about how, you know, people don't want five more records from Nicki and a rap beef that never works out. And it was just a great hip-hop convo. It wasn't particularly taking, like, a side. We're not taking a side. We like Megan. We like Nicki. Maybe I don't necessarily like that they're beefing at this level. I could say that. I don't like how nasty it's gotten, but I'm not taking a side. Like, that's not a thing. And I didn't even agree with Rosenberg because Rosenberg was like, what did he say? He said the Nicki song wasn't mixed well or whatever.
It wasn't. Sounded like
ass. Whatever it was. I actually liked how Nicki was like, you know what? I'm going to show y'all this whole chaotic, crazy process of how I'm going to come a tweet and I'm going to go live and I'm going to do all. I actually was like, okay, pulling up the whole curtain and just going to show everybody how she's about to go right now. And that's what she wants to do. So I didn't have a problem with that.
Well, she added Ebro to me and said, Ebro, shut your ass up, Ibrahim. Rap beefs and standing on business.
That's love.
Become a mom after 6 years of slander are two different things. Don't make me come back.
See, now that piece actually clued me into how real this was to her. Because I actually thought this was just performative. I thought she just wanted to be, you know how on records lately Nicki's been like, you guys want the bad guy? I'll be the bad guy. I don't have no problem being the bad guy, like playing the heel. I thought she was just being performative. But that comment right there, I was like, okay, this is deeper than performative. She's actually really upset by the way people have been talking about her or coming at her or whatever for the past several years. And she wants to let loose.
Well, I'm ready to take my victory lap with as far as me and things with Nicki Minaj go, because we've now reached a point where she just won't even acknowledge that I'm a human being. So, I mean, Ebro asked her about me in the interview. She's mentioned Starship's thing 15 times, will never mention me. Then she sees a video of me talking and just goes at Ebro. I think at this point, I just have to walk
you
off.
Now.
I'm just gonna walk off into the sunset and go, I get it. Sometimes you're in someone's head and they're just like, you know what, I don't even acknowledge that person. So I'll take it. And frankly, I'd rather have that than the smoke. So I'll prefer this. Thank you.
Well, the other thing too I find interesting. Well, first of all, Nicki telling me to shut up is not Nicki being mean to me.
No, that's regular. That's
just
like
how she
nice.
Shows me love. And then when she uses my government name, you know, that's more love. So I don't have any problem with that. But I think, look, one thing I know for sure, Nicki loves this rap ish. She's from Southside Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah, I am.
Everything that's happening right now is very much her leaning in the beef, being the bad guy, being chaotic, and putting on a show. There's probably some real anger in there, for sure. But you know, I'm here for it. And I like how Megan's handling it, too. The fact that Megan's song opens up with her being like, yo, this is all I'm going to say about this. And this is what it is. And she said it. And then she didn't say nothing else. She took her shot. So now all Megan's got to do, now, Megan, you need hit records. Records that are going to stand the test of time. That don't have anything to do with the chaos and the messiness.
That's your flash and lights report. The time is 8:06, a high of 38 degrees, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Woo!
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
What would you consider this beat, Cast One? What would you consider this beat? Soca? What would you consider this? It's like an Afro Soca.
Like a Calypso-y, Soca-y, right?
Soca-y.
What'd you call it? What'd you call it? Would you call it Tropical House?
Chill.
Oh, yeah.
Chill, don't do that.
Tropical House.
Afro-Carib.
Yeah. Afro-Carib. Which is such a, like, what are you even saying? Like, the Caribbean is very African already. Right. So why, how is it? But it's culturally, there's some there are differences for sure. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. So I got a baby coming, if you haven't heard. Baby Darden, she will be here in any day now.
I know.
It's officially any day, Tom?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. Jazz is at 36 weeks.
Oof.
Time flew.
Anytime.
Yeah,
I know.
The baby Darden could decide today's the day.
Yeah.
Could be next week.
Rosenberg, I went into labor at 37. So just, you know.
So she's anytime ready. Between 36 and 40 is go time.
Yeah. She's ready to come, she's going to come.
Are you ready, Ebro?
Next full moon.
Are you prepared?
See, what does that mean? What does prepared mean?
Like, because
technically everybody's like, oh, it's the crib set up. You don't put a newborn in a crib.
Yeah.
And so you don't even need the crib.
Right.
For like, you know, 8 weeks, maybe 12, maybe more.
Right.
So really you need the car seat. Is the car seat in the car? No, sir.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened. That needs to happen.
Because they don't let you leave the hospital with the baby without a car seat cast.
That's a little bit of a process, too, getting that in the car, right?
Well, and they got some, I didn't, you know.
Straps
it's
on
been
straps.
It's been 9 years since I had to buy a car seat, so I didn't know how much they've changed. Now they got, like, a base with, like, a leg to mount the car seat thing with a
leg.
Yeah, Shani, they got a whole other, it done changed again.
It's too much sometimes. I'm like, this is so complicated.
And you're like, yo, aren't the clips on the back? You done clip the thing to the hinges in the seat. You got a seat belt across it. Now I need a kickstand.
You're gonna spend some time in the garage getting that right. That's one thing.
So I gotta do that. So something you absolutely need. You gotta have that bassinet. Gotta have that bassinet because the baby gonna be in the bassinet next to the bed. And you gotta have all the. The diaper situation set up with the multiple diaper stations around the house where you got this little trash can here and this. Because who wants to be hauling doo-doo through the house? You know what I'm saying? So you want to have...
It's not what you
the
want.
Bassinet built.
The bassinet's not built. Got to do that this week.
Two things.
Do you have your to-go bag? Like
the Prego bag is packed.
When she's it's going down now.
Packed.
That bag is ready.
Only thing I got to do is I got to locate one of those little Beats Pill speakers or something. For the room.
Soothing music.
Yeah.
Just make sure you got everything in the bag.
Andre 3000 flutes.
Andre 3000 flutes.
Come on, fam.
But you know, my lady, she wants Hov and Tedra Moses and, you know, Mobb Deep while she in there. You know what I'm saying? There's a war going on outside. No man is safe from.
Queens. Let's go.
You know what I mean? Then we, what else I got to do? Oh, I got to do the, we got Prego bag, car seat, bassinet. Yeah, those are the main three. And then I just want to set up. You know, make sure all the stuff is cleaned and unpacked. That's the thing, the bottles and the...
I was going to say, do you have a bottle steamer? You know, like
we got that. Yeah, to sterilize the bottles.
You need
that. That came on the what is that thing called? The registry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Is it out of the box, ready to go? Cleaned up?
The what?
Is it out of the box, ready to go, cleaned up?
No, sir. Like, it is not.
Okay. Another thing you got to set up. You got to find a spot for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing is, you got to... So, when you have the, the baby shower... People send you all these gifts, and I don't have a big-ass crib like that, so we have, like, a little storage unit. I had to put everything in the storage unit as it arrived, but now I got to go down to the storage unit and dig out and, like, rearrange the whole storage unit and, like, prioritize the storage unit based on what I'm going to need, when I'm going to need it. Because, you know, some people bought things you don't need for 6 months.
That's true.
I know.
Some things are things you need this week. So
you
it's my
weekend ahead of you, sir. You had a long weekend ahead of you, sir.
You better get to it. You got to.
Yo, you better get to it.
It sounds like you're not ready, man.
I'm not really ready. But I know in my mind, I know where stuff is at, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just got to.
You got to get to it.
That part. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Shani was really and Laura were in some sort of heated debate this morning.
No, I don't know if I go that far.
Nah, bro. When I locked in, Shani was like, yeah, you going to put that Elon Musk chip in your brain?
Now, I think Laura was kind of on my side. I think Rosenberg was the one trying to be all
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. I'm not tin hat Shani, but I'm not, like, I'm just kind of in the middle.
Listen.
So listen, Elon Musk has a company called Neuralink, right? It's a startup company that has officially placed its first brain chip in a human participant. It's a breakthrough trial. So this human received an implant. This happened on Sunday. And the person is paralyzed. So it's supposed to help this person through, you know, I don't know how this works, but this little chip is supposed to help this person be able to get some kind of movement, I believe. Right.
Well, so Laura,
if it works, I think it's game changer, but it's also a bit scary. You know what I mean? I just said it's scary. The whole thought of it is scary.
Get that old chip in your brain. Yeah, that's a little nerve-wracking. And the biggest thing here, too, is who created this chip?
It's Elon Musk.
Not himself, but
his company.
That's the scary part.
All right. One thing to know, it says, one of the Neuralink's main goals is to enable people to control a computer cursor or keyboard using their thoughts alone.
Mm.
Oh.
So, guys, here's the deal. If you're paralyzed or you have some sort of physical inhibition of some sort, and they can put a chip in your brain to improve your daily life. There's people who are going to do this.
Yes.
I think it'll be a lot of people.
Right.
Life-changing.
The other side of it, for all of the people who are going to do it, just know, if you get too rambunctious out in these streets, they can shut that chip off.
That's a fact. You are
just know.
Remote control.
The same way they turned your functions on, they can turn your functions off. In 2017, and many people may have missed this, in 2017, I just went and looked for the article, and I remember reading this. There was a Hurricane Irma was headed to Florida. Owners of certain Model S sedans and Model X SUVs, Tesla cars, noticed that the battery life capacity of their electric cars had increased, giving them as much as 40 extra miles of range to outrun the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Because people needed to get on the road to get out of the way of the storm, there wasn't going to be places to stop and charge, and Tesla decided to give the cars more battery life. So that happened in 2017.
From a satellite.
Clearly from a satellite. From a flip of a switch.
So your car was on E, and Tesla decided to hit the satellite and fill you up.
Boom, you got 40 more miles.
Right, and this is what you want in your head.
So now, I'm just letting you know, they did that with cars. So if you're driving an electric car, you're probably thinking, well, why don't they just do that? Like, wait, what? Why don't they just do that? Why can't I just make that phone call? And why can't they just help me, like, if I'm about to run out of battery life? So that's set that aside.
That's right.
But yes, with this Neuralink, they will be able to tap into your body in some way or somehow to do something that they want to do to your body if you allow them to do that.
Just know. Yeah, I don't want no chip in my head connected to my nerves.
Well, Shani, we already know. You won't even.
Right, none of it.
Yeah, you're not doing none of it.
But Shani, also, for someone who is, like, you don't live the life of a person who's paralyzed.
That.
You know what I mean? Like, if this could be something that they could change their life forever, they might consider it.
I get that. I feel like, I guess that's the initial, whenever they speak of these chips in your hands or head, they speak of the conveniences and I guess the upside. But then,
okay,
to Ebro's point.
For $100 million, would you allow them to put a chip in your head?
No.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you allow them to put a chip in your head to enable you to be able to fly?
I mean, I do like to fly. The thought of that is kind of fly.
Like, if they was like, listen, we can put this chip in your head, you'll be able to fly.
Did you know that I've jumped up this my whole life?
So you would do it?
I would not do it.
But we're kind of missing the obvious question here, though, in my opinion. If, God forbid, something happened and without any moment's notice, you were all of a sudden unable to physically do anything, and there was a way to be able to enable you to do things physically again.
Yeah, you would contemplate for sure.
Contemplate. I want everyone to know right now, if God forbid I'm in that situation,
you're gonna
load me up with them chips, guys. Get them in.
Well, no, but I think that goes without saying, Rosenberg. I think majority of people who have some sort of physical issue. There's people right now who junk can't get hard. They taking the chip.
I don't think that's how the chip works, but I
bet you. Why wouldn't it be able to?
It's your nerves.
But if it did,
it will be able to.
Okay, but that's not... I just feel like it's important to talk about what it really is, the purpose of the chip.
Well, no, the purpose of the chip, according to what Laura just read, was they wanted people to be able to control their computers without having to touch a mouse or a keypad.
Right, because they don't have a way to communicate.
Right.
But their brain still works,
right.
So this is for people who are trapped inside their own head.
That's right. I'm fine. Listen, I don't have a problem with the chip. I'm not doing it, but I don't have any physical ailments.
Right.
But if you did, you would consider it.
Yes.
If they could put the chip in you instead of you getting a knee surgery and said, look, you're going to be good. We're going to put the chip in you. Your knee going to be good for the rest of your days.
I think it's different, Shawnee.
I know. I'm just asking. It's not that. Ebro.
It's not that, though.
Yo, I have a metal implant in my knee right now. I don't have a computer chip hookup, but if they came like later on, they have some sort of iOS upgrade, and they're like, listen, we done up. They'd be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You could dunk again. I'd be like, you know what?
Dunk again.
Let me get that
joint.
You ain't never got to cut into my knee again. You could just kind of like.
Upgrade my little knee joint.
Update the software.
Wait, can we go back to again? Were you ever a big dunker? I don't think we've ever heard this
before.
I wasn't
a big dunker, but I could dunk.
In high school before the game started when everyone's hanging out on the court, you could run holding the ball, jump as high as you could.
What
and
other
squeeze
dunking
it
is
in.
There?
Like, you could actually, in a basketball game, catch the ball and jam it.
I don't understand why this is so hard.
I wouldn't say that I'm like Jordan or nothing, but yeah, I've dunked in a basketball game before.
You've dunked in a basketball game?
Absolutely.
I mean,
here to call bull-ish right here live on the radio.
Rosenberg. That's not even a big deal. I used to be able to dunk. I could have dunked.
Yeah, I'm tall. Shorter than Ebro. I can see that happening.
He's not that. Laura, he's not that. How tall are you, bro?
I'm 6'2".
Laura, with all due respect, 6'2 is not tall for dunking. That 6'2 is you got to get up to dunk. 6'2 is still a... The
Cass,
smallest player in the leagues who
Cass
can dunk.
Cass is 6'2". I'm not 6'2". I'm like 6 feet, and I could dunk. I used to be
okay,
able to
there
dunk.
You
I
go.
I don't know if
you,
I could dunk now. I could
why
dunk
is this
rim.
Even a convo?
I don't know. Because you guys are both lying. Because I call out liars. That's what I do.
you're making it sound like I jumped over a 7-footer in an Olympic game. Like, dunking is not a big deal.
I go outside and hang on the rim right now.
So Cass, again, I want to set this up again. The people listening who played ball, they know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Ebro's a big dude. He's a I mean,
Ebro's a large man in every way. That's a lot of weight to get up there and jam that thing down in a game.
Listen, as a junior in high school, I could squat 525 pounds 10 times.
Okay.
I would be disappointed if Ebro couldn't dunk.
That's nothing to get 200 pounds off the ground explosively one time. It's not a
especially
big deal.
Especially when you're young.
In a full speed run when I'm 17, 16, 17 years old. So it's not a big deal.
So like in a pickup game, 16, 17, you catch it on the run, just coming down.
No,
jamming.
I'm not catching it on the run. I'm like taking my time, planning it out, and dunking. I'm not like in the lane. Blah. But why is this even a combo?
Oh,
we're not even talking
God.
About this. Like,
because you just
it's
casually
not that
threw
big
out,
of a deal.
No, you casually threw out, yo, if I could dunk again, all of a sudden I'm picturing yesteryear. You know, you're at Polk High. Like, you had your four touchdown game at Polk High. I was just trying to say, and then Cass jumps in. He's like, what? Dunking? Pass me the rock. I dunk too.
Yeah, it's I not a thing. So. It's
Shawnee, Shawnee, can you dunk?
Not anymore.
But you used to, right?
I'm 6'2". Yeah, I mean, it was a struggle. I didn't have crazy hops, but I could get up at 16, 17, 18, 19.
On the court.
I was able to do it in a game.
You were able to do it in the game.
I was. I balled for a long time.
And
after that, once I stopped doing that, balling every day, I lost
it. Yeah, you lose it.
Yeah,
you lose
it.
Rosenberg, you have to assume that if you see a 6-foot black man, they could have dunked at least once in their life.
That's the thing. I don't accept that.
Right.
I'm a lot lighter than Ebro, though, too.
What you know time? What time? You're like, you got one.
Yeah, I can't even believe that this devolved over being able to dunk.
I know.
From the guy that's 5'4", he's questioning if 6'2 people can dunk.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, bruh.
I played in a lot of games, though, and I went to a lot of high school basketball games. The random dunk that comes out in the high school basketball game is not every day. That's like, that guy kicked the ball. Mid-game, catch it and jam it. You got to be able to play.
Well, you keep saying catch it and jam it like different. It's a lob or something.
No. Like even, I'm just saying mid-game, not before the game where everyone's got a tennis ball and they're running around seeing if they can do it. I'm talking about mid-game. You catch the ball in the perimeter. Boom, boom, two-step, couple dribbles. Hi-ya! Slam, middle of the game. That's what I mean.
On a good day.
Yo, Shawnee, you're not. Yo, Shawnee.
Yo, real talk on a good day. Not with two hands, little one hand, and I'm feeling good.
One hand. No hand, Shawnee.
This whole segment's over, man. Rosenberg ruined it.
I was going to take calls
and see what you would get a chip for. If you got a chip in your brain and you could unlock any ATM machine, would you do it? I was going to do a whole bunch of stuff, but it's ruined. Let's get to the groove. Over Duncan. Jeez Louise.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Zen. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite to shine the light on your problems. All right, Shawnee Coulter, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
All right, Rosenberg, look through our many emails and tell us who's in need of the gurus.
We do have. You know what I'm really tired of? Since we're ruining segments. You know what I'm really tired of? On this show for about a decade, been doubted on literally when I told everybody, yo, I could cut hair, doubted. Mac and cheese, doubted. Literally everything. When I started saying, I was like, yo, I ride 100 miles. You don't ride no 100 miles. I delivered my own child. You ain't deliver your own child. Literally every accomplishment I have, I continually show y'all what I am capable of, and I'm constantly doubting. Y'all, I just want you to know, I'm mother effing magical. I'm a God walking the earth.
I can do it all.
Now I'm gonna start really bugging on y'all. That's what I'm gonna really start doing. Matter of fact, I got a new knee. I'm back.
You gonna dunk it again?
Give me 6 months.
You gonna dunk?
Give me 6 months.
By the way,
Google, Disney, the Murakami family.
No, the unique. What was the Italian name?
I forgot.
Medici
family. I've been doing this longer than you.
Oh, yo, it's just dunking for me. I believe most.
Nah,
of you
it was everything. See. Anybody that's been listening to the show is literally everything. I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
I think the delivery we fully believed.
There's some
things. I don't know, man.
It's hard.
We was like, no way, Ebro. Describe it. It really didn't happen.
Yeah, we kind of
doubted. We did doubt.
But you might be right.
It's hard when the premise that you state is never let the truth get in the way of a good story. So
yeah, you have been said. That is that like your catchphrase for life.
That umbrella makes everything.
You gotta go.
That's how. But hey, y'all, that's how great I am.
He is him, God. He is him.
My real name, government name, Ibrahim.
Him.
Oh,
him.
God.
Him.
What's the him in Ibrahim?
No ham. Him.
All right. Zen.
Yo, Ibrahim, right, breathe with us, my brother.
Yeah, it's all breathe. We got to breathe this week.
Inhale. Exhale.
That's right. Zen.
Ibrahim, right, missed a doozy yesterday, by the way.
Oh, really?
We was all in unison.
The unison burned it down like we'd never seen before. But we'll see what happens today. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Hi, gurus and non-gurus.
Peace.
My name is Alyssa.
Alyssa.
I'm an avid podcast listener all the way from Arizona.
Mm.
And I listen to you guys every morning or when the podcast is available.
First time somebody's not anonymous in a long time.
Currently, I'm 30 years old, and I am in a long-term relationship with my boyfriend of 4 years.
Okay.
A couple of months ago, I found my brother's late-night texts. Late-night texts with his younger assistant.
Oh, boy.
They were flirting back and forth after office hours, sending each other selfies, drunk texting, and talking about personal at-home issues.
Okay.
We all work in the same office.
My suspicions
about their close relationship were confirmed when a colleague suggested I keep an eye on them, since she noticed they would go on frequent lunches together without me.
She was dropping down.
I didn't confirm that he physically cheated, but I sensed the potential for something more if I didn't find the messages. I confronted him, and he admitted finding her attractive, but insisted their relationship remain professional, leaving me skeptical since him and I met at work.
Plot thickens.
I also confronted the assistant, and she claimed to be oblivious to the flirting, believing they were just close friends. She did seem sincere, and I skeptically believe her. She's younger than I am and may see things differently. Despite his offer to fire her for my comfort, she remains in the picture. While he has been a better partner since, actively trying to distance himself, I still fear the potential for a slip-up if she continues to be a part of our professional lives. Should I burn it down or give him an ultimatum for her resignation? Those are only two options, huh?
Burn it down.
He already clearly said my bad and is acting different, and you confronted the woman. And like, am I crazy, guys? Does it feel like maybe we've done enough here? Let's just kind of observe the situation.
There's one line I'm a little confused about where she said he offered to fire her. I wonder if he offered that, what was her response?
Well, that clearly said, her response is like the resignation. She's like, fire her.
Now she wants it. Because if he's like, yo, you want me to let her go?
It sounds like that he offered it and she turned it down the first time. She said, should I burn it down or give him an ultimatum for her resignation? So
I think,
should she demand the firing, essentially?
Can you unpack quickly what the actual, like, because if they were
nothing
both
happened.
Right, nothing happened. So for her to resign. That's a potential lawsuit.
Think about this. See, Ebro's going to look at this from the professional angle, and makes sense because what did she do?
She already told you
she just sees them as coworkers who are friendly. And y'all have your own relationship thing, and now you're kind of making her feel a way. To Ebro's point, that could be a problem. I would say you really want to avoid any sort of jobs having to be lost because of your insecurity. That's not what you want.
You're not only going to get your man in a lawsuit, but you're going to get him ousted, and then y'all gonna have financial problems anyway, and then you're really gonna want to break up with him. So you're gonna ruin your whole ish anyway.
Right. And if they are doing anything, not saying they are, but if they are, what's firing her gonna stop?
Yeah, because you're
not gonna stop. He's not gonna stop seeing her. It's gonna be easier to slide then.
Yeah, that's why he offered it.
But I also understand her point. Like their relationship is definitely inappropriate though. Like, if they're drunk texting, sending selfies, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's not, you know, you. That's you not.
It sounds like a burn it down, guys. Yeah, be honest. She done lost trust. Yeah. There's no trust. Yeah. You got to burn it down.
Yeah, if your only two questions is, should you do the alternative or burn it down? I guess you got to burn it down. If that's your question. Before you burn it down, have a thorough conversation with him. And get to the bottom of it, because you've invested 4 years. Trust is hard to earn. Maybe he can figure out a way to dig himself out of a hole and make you feel secure again. You know what I'm saying? If you want to give it one last hurrah. After that, you know, if he can't do that, bun it.
Yeah, well, I really think it's if she can't do it. If you can't learn to feel comfortable with this and believe what he said and see that he's making a change, then, you don't trust him.
Yeah, if you're not, if you don't feel good about this, like, listen to it. Listen to your follow. What is it? Listen to your gut. Follow your gut. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then you might have to skate. Hope it helps. So say the gurus. Ugh.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're not no weakness.
Are you guys excited about the Super Bowl? I feel like all the good storylines are.
Yeah.
Like
I don't
the Lamar
story, either of these teams.
You know, the Lamar storyline was cool because people was doubting him, and rightfully so. The Detroit storyline's amazing. Would have been amazing.
That was the one.
I mean, how long is it? 40 years since they even won a playoff game, and then they get close to the Super Bowl. So they had both teams had an amazing year. You know, Lamar hadn't really done well in the playoffs. He did pretty well, and the Lions hadn't sniffed it in 100 years.
And you know they tasted it. When it was 24-7, you can't help but start to believe a little bit when you're up 17. You're like, all right, we really can.
Oh, no, the Detroit Lions, they had players that was waving, you know, because they were playing in San Francisco. They're, you know, they were antagonizing the fans already in the first half.
Does it eclipse the congrats of Zay Flowers? Deciding to spin the ball on Sneed.
Not only spin the ball, push him off him, stand over him, and drop the spin ball on him, and taunt.
And then two plays later, the same guy you did that to comes and punches the ball out of the end zone so you don't score. Like, that's a different level of congrats.
Yeah. I mean, the Ravens deserve a lot of congrats for how they handle that.
But to your point, I'm not as honestly, that's why I went from full-on Taylor hate to, like, I mean, listen, I might as well pay attention to this story, see what happens, because I don't really care who wins, the Chiefs or the Niners.
You guys aren't excited for the can Taylor make it to the Super Bowl from Japan in time story?
She's in. They already said she's in. It's already reported.
She's going to make it. Now, Laura, how about this story? It's for all the non-football fans.
Okay.
The quarterback of the 49ers was the last person picked in the NFL draft. Thank you for that, Rasan. I forgot about that.
That's kind of cool.
His team is phenomenal, though. At every position, they're phenomenal. But he's managing it well. He's not making mistakes, and he's actually making plays. Big plays when it needs to happen.
That's cool.
Well, and the Chiefs, as much as we're sick of the story, the Chiefs story, I mean, 6 years straight.
No,
Patrick Mahomes been a starter for 6 years. He's played in the six championship games.
I like it. I mean, and I've always liked Andy Reid, and I like Travis Kelce.
And watching Patrick Mahomes' dad, you know,
he's always
in that booth,
good.
Look around, like, what the hell is going on with these people, man? That's always fun.
Look, we're excited for the Usher Bowl, okay? We're excited for the Usher Bowl.
That's not a football story. That's just halftime. You know, the NFL script, I believe, I turn off my tin hat theories a lot to just operate in society and move around and function. But the NFL script is pretty interesting, right? I didn't know, I really don't think they wanted that super black Super Bowl.
Nah.
Because that was about to be a super black Super Bowl. Baltimore and Detroit and Usher at halftime?
Too much for him?
Yeah. It was going to be fur coats and buffs. And it was going to be all tight.
And it's Las Vegas.
It would have been Vegas. It would have been pimping, hoeing. It would have been all type of. It would have been going down out there. Besides pimping and hoeing, it's going to be going down either way. But still, it would have been a super black Super Bowl. I don't think the NFL script could handle it. They couldn't handle it. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles, what's happening?
Oh, man, this sucks. Megan Thee Stallion is being slammed by the family of Megan Kanka over her Megan's Law reference.
No way. What?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's happening. Coming up, flashing lights. Ugh.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
He don't like whips or chains.
That's what the man said.
That's what the original song said, buddy.
What'd you say, Kat?
I said that's what the original song says.
Oh, the original, from, which is actually a sample from an artist out of Detroit. What's his name?
Right. I forgot his name.
It's a good sample. It's like Cadillac something is the kid's
name.
Yeah,
it's a good sample.
It worked. Yeah, nah, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Rosenberg, what would you want to contribute?
I was going to tell you to tell the people
that
today at 9 o'clock on YouTube, we're going to be doing the after show party show.
Ooh. We have more in store. Is that what you say?
There's more in store. When people pull up to work, they can sign on the old Hot 97 YouTube and hang out with us for a half hour.
Anything we're going to be covering in there? Most Def and Drake?
Got to cover the Most Def and Drake.
What else? Are we going to do any politics? You guys want to do any geopolitics? You know, there's like Iran and three U.S. soldiers was killed. Drone strikes.
Ugh, horrible.
You know, once three U.S. soldiers is killed, you know, it's about to get turned up. And how did it work out that all three U.S. soldiers was killed was black?
How they worked that out?
It did cross my mind, though, because you're seeing already the thing about, like, black voters obviously being upset with Biden about Israel.
That's right.
And then there happens to be this aggression, which in some ways is probably related to Israel.
That's right.
And it happens to be three black soldiers from Georgia.
That's right.
Who were all killed in this drone strike. You just, you know, none of it's what you want. And I love the way military stuff works. They don't talk about why anything happens. They just go, yeah, we got to retaliate. It's like, well, hold on. Yes, okay. But y'all just going to keep retaliating?
Because you shouldn't be concerned with it, Rosenberg. You should just
retaliate.
Support. Period. Don't ask questions. You're an American, right? You're a patriot, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's your patriotic duty to blindly support whatever the government does and says.
Even if it means military action in Iran. You sure? Fine. You're right.
Zip it. Support.
All right, well, we'll talk
flash
about
lights
that in our
Laura Styles.
Let's go.
America. Laura Styles got 411
on the flash lights. Light. You ready for the flashing light? Laura Styles can put us on. So, Megan Thee Stallion is being slammed by the family of Megan Kanka over the Megan's Law reference in the song Hiss. Now, Megan Kanka was kidnapped and killed by a sex offender in the 90s who was not required to register before Megan's Law passed. So, people were saying that bar should be removed. Now, Richard Kanka, which was Megan's dad, said that even though Megan Thee Stallion did shed light on the law, he doesn't want his daughter's name tied up in a nasty beef.
It's Megan's name, too.
Yeah.
Or she, her name, you know Megan's name is Megan.
Right.
Listen.
I mean, I get what he's saying, but at the same time, I feel like a lot of people started, like, Googling Megan's Law and understanding how that, you know what I mean? I think it educated a lot of people, too, but, you know.
Look, I get why it's painful for the family. I get where he's coming from. Yeah. I also get that we live in America and you can sue somebody over a sandwich. So, you know, he probably wants a settlement and he doesn't want to relive this horror and doesn't want his family to relive this horror, so...
Right. I didn't see anything about him threatening to sue yet,
The law was signed in October 1995. So I'm just saying, it's not like she brought something up that would happen a year ago, and it's like really, really like gross that she's. You know what I'm saying? This is a law that's been around for a long time, but it has a name.
She applied it correctly. She wasn't even playing with. She was actually applying it and like anyone. I don't even know if it's allegedly, but you know, Nicki Minaj's husband is a registered sex offender. That's not even alleged.
She didn't name a song
Megan's Law and the law, and then it's about something else altogether. She's being specific. Right. I understand them not loving it. I do get that, but also...
How about this? I don't love none of the level of messy in this beef. Talking about dead mamas, talking about, you know, making fun of whether or not Megan got shot or not. I don't like none of it. But guess what? for those of us experienced with rap beef and been in and around it, if you go back and look at a lot of it, you wouldn't like it.
A lot of stuff gets said.
A lot of stuff gets said you ain't gonna like.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:52, a high of 38 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
You claim to be a player, but I effed your wife. Ain't one of you N-bomb sick? F around, catch a seizure, son.
Oof. See you on YouTube. Hot 97 YouTube.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.